Yay, we're back again.
Yay.
Did you get fucked over by the fires today?
Traffic was, I mean, it was, you know, like, I was out in the middle of hell all day. That's where the shootings were in the, you know, last night, and there was drama all day long, and then the fires broke out. It was...
Did shootings make traffic worse?
There was stuff on the freeway when they transported that officer's body.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that on the news. That was
and
crazy.
And it was just, you know, it's just craziness out there. So I felt bad for Thousand Oaks today. They got the shit end of everything.
Dude, here's a weird one. I talked to the boy today, and he said that his girlfriend's brother was inside the bar, was there dancing.
Okay.
And shooting started, and he saw people get shot, and he was able to get out, and he ran out, and he was safe. But he says he stayed and helped people or his friends or whatever, but he was there. So he,
okay,
very lucky guy, right? Then my son tells me, he calls me later and goes, People Magazine just called her. And I'm like, called who? Called his girlfriend. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, they're trying to get a hold of her brother. I'm like, how the fuck do I go? Did she put something on social media that her brother was there or something? He goes, no, she's done nothing. I'm like, did she tell a friend and a friend put it on social media? I go, because trust me, once they start, you know, tracking down, they're going through anyone trying to get leads and trying to get stories and trying to get an angle on it. But it was random that he said that People Magazine had called his house today somewhere around noon and then were looking for her to put them in touch with her brother, who they knew was inside the bar when the shooting started.
Did you hear one of the kids killed was a survivor of the Vegas shooting?
How fucking crazy is that?
Yeah, that poor kid survives one just to come home. This was in his neighborhood and get killed there.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
Oh, it's crazy.
Insane. But the one thing, and I felt like the biggest dick for thinking this all day, and then thank God I just turned on the news and someone asked the question that I... It's like, how did that cop get shot?
Like he went into the bar.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to do that in an active shooter.
No, the rules have changed. They don't wait anymore.
So because he just ran in, and I'm like, wait a minute.
He wasn't alone. There was a CHP officer with him, too.
He had a partner, too.
And the two of them were the first ones in, and I'm assuming he got shot in the head, right, because they wear a vest.
They said shot multiple times, so he probably got shot in the vest, the head, probably got shot all over, and exchanged fire with him. Don't get me wrong. He's a hero, and I'm not knocking him at all. But my immediate thought was, I thought they wouldn't do that.
No. They changed that rule a while ago. Now they want them to go in right away. Because remember at, was it Parkland where the guy waited outside or whatever?
Yeah, that's true. So, and then he just walked to the bathroom, just killed probably another 10, 12, 20 people, whatever it was, because they were outside waiting.
They didn't say he did anything wrong. They said I heard them say he did what he was supposed to do. They want them to go right in.
See,
you know?
I felt like... I'm a dick for thinking this. Like, I'm not blaming him that he got himself killed. He's a hero. He rushed in and did the right thing. But I didn't think they did that. And so I kept thinking that today. And then I just saw a reporter ask that question to that chief of police. And he answered. He said, no, he did what he's going to do. And he said, and he was that type of person anyway. He could have waited for backup. It wouldn't have been wrong. But he goes, he did what he.
And he had a CHP officer with him. There were two guys there.
But he also had a partner, I heard, because they showed a lady was his partner, a lady cop, and I'm assuming she was in the car with him if she's his partner.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about a partner, but I don't know.
Because on the news, they were saying this is his partner, and they showed all these people like had been hugging the lady cop, and I was like, what? Where was she? So I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know that part of it, but I know that he didn't do anything wrong by going in. In fact, I heard that's – they were saying that's the new protocol is to get somebody in there as soon as possible, no matter what.
And
you know?
the chief kind of gave it like they can go either way on that, the way that guy explained it. But he's like, he did nothing wrong. He's a hero. He's like, he was going in to save lives. He wasn't waiting. Right. But he ran right into. But I also think in my mind, let's say I'm a cop. I get that call. In my mind, I'm not thinking mass shooting. I'm thinking some drunk knuckleheads at a bar with a gun. I got to get in there and stop him. Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe,
like,
I mean, I don't know what, I don't know. They said they got there really quick.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they knew when they got there.
Yeah. And then security and metal detectors couldn't have stopped that one because he would just walked up, shot them, and walked right in.
Yeah. No. Metal detectors wouldn't stop anybody in any of them. Remember, they had a security door at Sandy Hook, and the guy shot out the security door and walked
through. It was a glass on the side of the security door, so he shot the glass and walked through.
Right.
Oh, fuck. This is another one, and it's not a assault rifle. It is
extended.
Had a legal clip.
Had a legal clip on it.
Yeah, had a legal clip on a legal gun, but. Yeah. Still, to me, well, fucking assault rifles are legal for that argument. But to me, this seemed mental illness. Like, mental illness is
right.
The motherfucker on these. Except for Vegas. We still don't know.
No, they won't. Vegas won't let any details out on that one.
They're already saying this guy is a military dude with PTSD and had mental health issues. Yeah, you know what,
though? Only his neighbors are saying that. I mean, not that I don't believe it, but I'd like to hear. All I get is every news story, every news coverage is the same neighbor going, "We heard all these loud noises and we called the cops." And I believe he probably did have PTSD, but nobody officially will say that. It's just one neighbor keeps saying it.
It's not on his discharge. Like, hey, you got dishonorably discharged because you were fucking freaking out.
Nobody knows why he's discharged yet. I heard them say that on the news that that information hasn't been released. If he was honorably discharged or what happened, they don't know.
Wow. Just crazy. And then
I
saw there was Pepperdine college kids killed there because that's very close by. And
it's funny. Lutheran I don't even school. Think of that as close by, but they have nothing close by to them. That's why.
We went to a game there on Tuesday night, and not only is it – my daughter plays in front of bigger crowds at high school. At a high school with 400 students, that we have bigger crowds.
No, because that's not near anything. No,
it's bumfuck Egypt. It's far from my house, and you got to go up the hill, and there's nothing there. And it's not like you can just, hey, I'm going to walk over to the school. It's up on top of that hill. Very inconvenient. And those kids have nothing. And Malibu has nothing. And it's all overpriced in Malibu. So you go over the hill where it's cheaper.
No, that school, they have to travel to have any kind of partying. So it did. When I heard that, I was like, okay, I guess that's why they go there. But it doesn't seem close to me, you know?
It's 30 minutes.
Like Cal Lutheran is right there.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of that makes sense to me. But then when they were like Pepperdine, and I'm like, well, I guess where else do Pepperdine kids go?
Yeah, it's a 30-minute drive to go over Malibu Canyon and then over Malibu Canyon, then just zip the 101 and 5-10 minutes you're there at that point.
Yeah, I hope those kids aren't drinking and driving because that's a bad drinking and driving road. That's the kind of drinking and driving road you go off the side and they don't find you for years.
They're Canaan or Malibu Canyon.
Yep. They found somebody like years later who had driven off. It was just missing until they found their car at the bottom of one of those canyons.
I remember that. They've been missing for this long and they never knew what happened to them. And they found their car like, and it was at the bottom of the canyon, like in a tree or some shit.
Right.
Yeah. And they were dead. Oh boy. Yeah. That's all bad day. But and then now it's fired. All on fire. The whole thing's on fire over there in Thousand Oaks.
It looks like that where Ventura County, where they had the bad fire not that long ago. What was that, a year or two ago?
Yeah, last year.
It's heading that way again. That area is going to get screwed. And actually, by my kids, it's burning pretty good. And there was a chance that Bing said some of his friends had to be evacuated. So,
with the high winds tonight, and they're Santa Ana, so they're blowing to the ocean. I wonder how long till they head my way, because I am going to work when we are done here.
Well, I think the wind's kind of blowing the opposite direction. It's blowing from inland, but it's blowing like north. I don't think it's blowing down your way. I think it's blowing up the coast, not down the coast.
Because usually when it's Santa Ana's, they blow right over the mountains, straight to the beach, and it comes over.
Because this one started over near Thousand Oaks, and it's blowing into Ventura.
So it's blowing north instead of like north because the beach isn't
northwest instead of southwest.
Yeah, instead of around to the beach.
Yeah.
That's random.
I think. I mean, that's what it seems like. It seems like and even when we were driving home, the Simi fire was going out towards Thousand Oaks and Calabasas. It wasn't coming straight back. You know, like if that was going towards you, it would have been coming.
It jumped the freeway, though, now. It jumped the 101. Yes. So now it is on the other side. On this side. But there's a lot of mountains between the ocean and there.
Yeah,
way, way down. And then want to hear my awesome story of me being absolutely fucked today, and I am doing everything I can to not be myself.
Uh-oh. Where were you? Was today a day off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today was a day off. But yesterday, I had a job interview.
Okay, cool.
And I found this job online. And when I saw it, I go, oh, cool. I know this place.
Strip club DJ.
Yeah, it's a treatment place, but it's not it's not a rehab. It's sober living.
Okay.
And for sober livings, it's like rehab light. There's no state control. I don't have to fucking re-up my license and all
less,
that shit.
Yeah, less rules and stuff.
I don't dispense medications. There's no detoxing ever. There's no nothing. It's people that are there that are adults that just got out of rehab, and then they come live there and they go to what you call outpatient. It's like they still go to treatment every day, but it's not there. You don't do any of the treatment there. You literally are just a place for them to live.
Okay, and you're just kind of babysitting there.
And all you do is, and if they need anything, because they're paying a fortune to be there, it's a really beautiful place in Malibu, and you'll give them a ride if they go there. They cook their own food, and so the guy goes, hey, I don't have anything full-time yet, but I have this weekend shift. Would you be open to working weekends? I go, I've kind of always worked weekends, so yeah. You start Friday night at 7:00. And then you're off Monday morning. So just 48 hours and fucking 2 days.
Like nonstop?
Yes. Yeah, you live there.
Like a fireman?
Yeah. You basically live there for 2 days and run the place on the weekend. And you're also like a cruise director. You're booking.
Entertaining them.
You're booking surf lessons for them. Like they pay for all their own stuff and you don't take them, but you coordinate it all. Like, oh, all right, you want to go golfing? Oh, let me book it. And you just do shit like that.
Okay.
So all is well. And I know this place because a number of our clients have been there when they leave. So I've been there a few times. And I've met the owner, and it's cool, and I like the operation, and it's chill. So I'm like, all right, cool, I'll do that. And I come home, and I write a letter to my boss, my email, because they go, we want you to start November 19th. And also, besides doing the weekends, we want you to fill in one of the other – there's only like 4 employees – one of them's leaving for that week, going back east for the holiday. So can you
wait?
Work
so can you afford to do that while you wait? Like, you know what I mean? Like, will they pay enough working 48 hours shifts like that? That
yeah, no, it's solid. So
For some reason I thought you said it wasn't a full time job or whatever.
No, they consider that not full time, even though you're working 48 hours on that 2 day. That's not a full time. But honestly. I wanted to get another job, and I wanted to keep the job I have and just cut back, like work part. So I'm thinking maybe I'll work part-time or whatever.
Right. All right.
So I send the thing to my boss because it's now the 19th. That's less than 2 weeks' notice. I go, hey, I don't want to do this to you, but I accepted a job here. They want me to start on the 19th, and I really don't want to leave. But if you don't want to work out with me, I totally get it. I'm out. Like, I will leave. I'll just do that.
Right.
But I'd like to work part-time. My boss comes in, takes the email, calls the dude, and basically threatens the dude that we're cutting off all clients to you.
No way.
If you steal our guy, and kiboshes my job. Right?
No, that seems like bullshit.
Yeah, it's illegal and fucked. So the dude calls me. We had a misunderstanding. You're just doing weekends. Like, it's not a full-time job. Like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I go, I know, it's weekends and fill-ins. And he goes, yeah. And he's like, but I can't. Or they're gonna cut it. And I get a lot of business from them. And we can't do this. And he's the owner. That's another thing I really like. It's not a company.
Right.
The dude that runs it owns it. And him and his partner own the house and run the business. So fucking. And then she calls me after. And goes, what's going on? And then my phone's blown up, and it's him, and it turned into this whole clusterfuck. So I go, hey. And she goes, why do you want to leave? And I'm like, well, this reason, this reason, this reason. And I go, it's a better job with way less work and no stress. And I also don't have to pay for my fucking state license out of my own pocket at Christmas time. I also don't have to pay my CPR card. I don't have to do any of that shit anymore. That you guys make us do, and it saves me a bunch of fucking money. I go, I would like to stay and work part-time. And she goes, well, what days will you be available? Let me know. And then she calls him a fucking gin. And basically says, like, if he leaves, you guys are fucked. And so then he calls me back. And he's like, well, you can't come here. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, seriously?
Right.
And I go, believe me, if it comes down to me doing weekends only at your place or staying at this place, I'm taking weekends at your place. Then he goes, yeah, but he goes, if you come here and quit there, they're going to cut the business. They're going to cut our business.
How is that legal?
It's not legal. I could sue the fuck out of them right now.
You should.
But so I literally fucking go back at my boss and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, this is bullshit. And I have, you know, I have a fucking family. I go, the reason I've started looking for another job, number one, is because you guys fucked our insurance. When you guys did the fucking double switcheroo in our insurance and my insurance now takes up basically my whole check, I need another job to fucking help support my family because I have no money outside of my fucking insurance I'm paying.
Right.
And she's like, oh, well, you should have told me that. And like, I wish you would have come to me. And then it started to get, all right, it's going to get really nasty. And I go, we need to talk in person. So we'll just end this conversation now because there was a point they fired one guy at my work and she came to me and said, How are you with this? And I said, I'm shitty. I don't like that you fired this guy. And I'm not going to work here if you're going to put these two people with me on a shift. And it's like me working alone. And I'm not willing to do that. I'm letting you know. She swears she's never heard that before. She was shocked. Then I complained because she continued to leave those two people with me. And I said, I'm going to leave if you don't fucking get these people off my shift. They took one and moved them to another house. And then they moved me to overnights after the second round of complaining. But now they're putting me back this week. I'm going back and I'm with the main person I don't want to work with.
Right.
And so that's the main reason I started looking that in the
mind. Right. But this seems like such bullshit.
So I call the dude back and I'm like, look, I can't, and then I said, all right, I'll stay and I'll work with you guys. Just how about Monday through Friday? Then you give me weekends off. So I'll work Monday through Friday there. And then I'll work the weekends at the other place. Then I'm cool. Nope. Right. No, you have to work Saturday for us. It's the only day we need you. Are you fucking serious? So now they kibosh it so that I can't do the other job.
Right.
And then if I go, remember they'll cut business from them.
Right.
So I now fucking, so I call the guy and he goes, hey, whatever they'll do, he goes, you can come here because he has a master plan. He told me that there's the person that's the manager of the whole place. They're leaving in 2 to 3 months. And he just wants me there to train under them so that when they leave, I can become the manager and run the whole operation.
Okay.
So that's the plan. So he goes, just whatever they do, it's okay. Whatever they give us, we'll take. You'll work here when you can work here and we'll work around their schedule. So now in essence, they hired me, but they got fucked. They don't really have me. And I now have to work fucking basically fucking 80 hours a week.
Right. But that it's such incredible bullshit that.
Yes.
I think you.
Utter shit.
You should request HR be there and threaten to sue them and then say, or you could just let me work the weekends here and not fuck these people over.
But the problem is, as much as it is illegal and as much as it's bullshit, as much as I could complain to HR, they will then turn and fuck that guy over. That's the thing. They will fuck that guy. Like, that's not illegal. Fucking that, like cutting that guy out of their shit. That's not illegal. It's illegal for them to prevent me from working somewhere, which they did. But it's not illegal for them to just.
But don't they kind of need him? Like, won't they need that facility?
There's 50 million sober livings. They're all over the place. And we send people to tons of them, not just there. But the reason we do so much business with them, there's a program. It's called IOP, which is intensive outpatient therapy. And it's an office that we have that's in another part of Malibu. And it's when you get out of treatment, you either local, you go home, and then you come there every day at noon and you go from like noon to three, what they call IOP. And they have those all over the place. It's like, a lot of times people do that too because they can't afford rehab. Rehab's so expensive. They'll just do that and they'll stay at home and they'll go to a place like that. Okay, well, our IOP facility literally is walking distance from this place. So it's the most convenient one for us. And it's really fucking nice. And it's a cool fucking place. But, and, you know, so all of our clients like it, and we're high end, so it just, they go together very well.
Right.
But, so that's what it is. But they could just not recommend it. You know what I mean? That's the thing. Right. They recommend it and say, hey, go tour these places, and they'll just take us right off the list.
But now, aren't they going to do that anyway when you leave in 2 months?
No, I went back, and when I finally, the last round I had with my boss, I said, you need to check yourself, because I found this job online. I approached these people. They did not come. We have like 3 clients over there right now, which is another reason they really wanted me, because as soon as they were done talking to me, they talked to the clients. The clients love me. Client said, this fucking guy's great. So he's like, we really want you. That's when he goes, I want to move you into manager, blah, 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 blah. But, that's why. So they'll fuck them. They will fuck them over if.
Right, but won't they do it when you quit and go there to be a manager?
I think.
Aren't you only just delaying the fucking over by 2 months?
Well, now they're going to have a chance. And I'm going to tell her. I'm going to go in and I'm going to tell her clearly, hey, here's the deal. I'm out of here. I'm begrudgingly here. I don't want to be here. But you were fucking this place over. And now I can't. And I'm not going to screw him over. So, and I'm also not going to just bounce. So I will, I'm letting you know, and you better be ready to let go of me soon. Fucking bullshit.
See, I don't see how that's any different than going now. You know what I mean? Like,
because they think, on and with it is, they think he came and stole me. Because I've been there a few times. I know all the clients, or the clients, and if they ask the clients, hey, is there anybody over there that we could take? Then they would say me, and then I could see where they thought it was that. But that is not the way this happened. It is such bullshit. Then, so I'm in a funk all day. Like, I'm in murder mode.
Right.
And then I asked Rocky, we were supposed to record another show today. And then he goes, I think we're canceled. I'm like, what?
Canceled? It didn't even start.
I go, what are you talking about? Intercom bought Sarah's podcast. They're in negotiation to take over her podcast.
Oh, then, so are they just going to use her now?
Yeah, so she's going to be working. No, she has a really cool fucking podcast. It's called Hey Phrase. It's freaking cool. And she does it, and they're taking it, so she's going to work for them, and then she can't, you know, if you're working for Intercom, you have a contract or whatever with one of those companies, and you know how they are. They're not going to let you do shit, so.
Right.
He's like, we'll know soon, but it looks like that's about to happen, so we're going to lose her. And I'm like, well, I'm not starting over with someone else. We've been to this show with 4 people, and. Right. You fucked it. He fucked it up. He fucked it up when he had a baby.
Right.
And now she's out, so I will walk away from. But at this point, I can't do anything else if I'm going to be working 2 full-time fucking jobs. You're going to be
working every day.
Yeah, 7 days a week. Never going to have a day off. It's going to be awesome. And you know what else is awesome, though, about this place? You have a shift, and if you cover an overnight shift there at the new place,
uh-huh.
The overnight shift, you have a bedroom. And you sleep.
Oh, so yeah, you don't have to be up all
You're
night.
Only there for an emergency. So basically, if the clients want something, they're going to come knock on your door. And right. They're going to wake you up. If not, you're going to do it. And I, you know, both the people that were there that I talked to said, and since I've been here, one person's woke me up ever.
Right.
So that's cool. So, and you get paid extra for that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's cool. But we will see. I am... not very happy today. I'm very, very pissed off.
Why did you tell them where you were going? Why didn't you just give 2 weeks notice? You don't have to tell them what your new job is.
They would have found out really quickly. Somebody would have went over there, or somebody, they would have found out. This business is small in that sense. Whenever anyone leaves, you know, you immediately know where they go. That guy that fucking wrote the fucking Unabomber manifesto and then sued us uh-huh. all, including me, for being racist.
Right.
We know where he works. Like, and he tried like hell to hide where he was going to work, but you just know, they know. And then at that point, if it had been sneaky and I went, I knew they would have a problem if all of a sudden I was out. And then I was trying to do everything on the level to not be sneaky and to not hide and to not make it look like they stole me away and they shouldn't know. I was 100% honest, which is not something you should ever be.
Right.
And by the way, what do you think is going to happen when I start telling my coworkers what they just did to me?
Right.
They're going to fucking, they're going to bounce. They're going to lose more than me over this. And I'm not going to be silent. I'm going to go in there and tell them, you fucked me over. I take this personally. I'm here not as a favor to you. I'm here not to fuck over my new boss.
Right.
That's the only reason I'm staying here. For now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why anybody would want to see. That's shady shit there. You don't want to stay for a work.
Would you want me working for you now? Honestly.
Right. No, I know.
And believe me, I'm going into fucking DMV mode. We've got shitty employees. I've been the fucking star that fucking carries the load, and that's over. That's over. Over. I'm going in, fucking phoning it in. They also did something extremely shady last week, about 2 weeks ago, that I'm having a very hard time ethically wrapping my head around being involved with them.
Oh, that's like being in radio.
No, it is. No. It's like... When these places start making decisions to take people that they shouldn't take, there's people that have no business being there, should have never been cleared to come in, and they're just grabbing money. Yeah. That shit becomes highly unethical, and they've never done that. This place has always been above board and amazingly awesome at that. Like, just been a really great place. But the more corporate it comes, the more cheap it comes, the more they do that shit. They're trying to meet the bottom line.
Right.
And now they're starting to do it. And speaking of places, Promises is 60 days out of business.
Right. And that's just going under, right?
Yeah. My old friends all got emails saying your job is over in 60 days. I'm sure someone's going to buy the name and it's going to open somewhere else in Malibu. But the real Promises, as you know it, is gone in 60 days. So that's weird. And that's another reason I look too. They started doing, I saw Deja Vu Promises all over again. I saw a lot of layoffs, a lot of weird shit. And I'm like, I'm not safe here. I got to look for another job. I don't want to get caught with my pants down again.
Totally.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to go tell my boss. Oh, and as I was going into the meeting to meet these guys, my phone goes ding. And I look down, it's an email from work. And it's my boss, the one who fucked me over, saying, she's not my boss anymore. She is now moving to another thing, and they appointed someone else to basically take her duties. And I'm like, what the fuck? More changes. I'm done with changes. Changes are fast and fucking furious at that place.
Right.
Fun times.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. What's been happening to you? You've been busy with birthday kids.
Well, yeah, we did that over the weekend, and then I've just had a ton of work stuff during the week. I've been at concerts all like every night this week.
Don't go to country shows.
I know it's crazy. I'm not kidding. I was at a show every night this week, and you know, I guess nowadays you just never know when somebody's going to walk into one of them and shoot them up.
So, you know, what's weird. Before the days of the mass shooting were commonplace, I've been two times in a bar where somebody started shooting.
But not just randomly, right? It was like...
No, they were all gangsters. They were gangsters. They were always shooting at each other. They weren't trying to kill just random people in there. But when you're in it, and I've been literally in Peppers, that one right there, it's where it happened both times. Yeah, I remember Peppers. I was at Peppers, and that's a small-ass place, and you hear the pop, pop, and everybody fucking hits the ground. Now, luckily, gangsters pop, pop, and then run.
Right. They're unloading and reloading. Yeah.
It's not a fucking gang fight. They're not having a shootout. They shoot whoever they want to shoot, and then they run out the fucking door. Right. So I was there twice when that happened, and it's fucking terrifying. And everybody drops, and then what you do when you drop is you're looking for who's the fucker, where's the fucker with the gun, because your instinct is to run, but you want to be safe and run away from the gun. Yeah. Yes, not into the guy with the gun. So you start looking for which exit I'm going to go out of, where's the guy, and then... And at that point, you see them both times it happened to me. As I'm looking for the guy with the gun, I see the guys running towards the door and running out the door. The guys are just shot, and they're gone. But
yeah, I remember shit like that. You'd hear about that, but that was a different MO.
Very,
you
know? Yeah, that was gang trying to kill a gang. It wasn't
crazy white guy. Crazy white guy has a whole different motive.
Crazy white guy wants to kill everybody there.
Yep.
Fuck. Yeah, so crazy. But do you ever watch South Park?
No, because I don't get Comedy Central or whatever it's on.
This season, and it's not funny, but it's because remember, they use that show to make fun of really stupid social issues of how dumb stuff is. And well, this year now, every episode so far this new season, every time they show the school, like the camera, it always starts like the, it's not a camera, but it's a cartoon. But let's say the camera's on the school and it says South Park Elementary, and then, you know, it zooms in, and then next thing you know, the kids are in the classroom. Well, now every time they're outside, you hear gunshots, pop, 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 every time they put the camera on the school. And every time they go to the classroom, the kids are in the classroom, and you hear pop, pop, pop. There's always gunshots, and it's like no big deal. No one bats an eye. And in fact, they get pissed off because someone's being loud, and the teacher will go close the door. But it's never because kids are getting shot.
Right.
And then they did one where it was all school shootings, and it is carried through every single episode so far this year. Even last night's episode, they
don't they only do like 8 episodes now a season or something?
Yeah. But the one last night, there was a monster, and Al Gore came back, and Man Bear Pig was killing people everywhere. And then the cops kept coming up, and they'd find these bodies that were just ripped to shreds by this Man Bear Pig. And they'd go, "God damn, school shootings are happening outside of schools now. What's the world coming to?" And it's not funny. It is not funny. But at the same time, it's that common.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is...
God, what season are they in now?
Oh, 20-something. They're damn near as old as The Simpsons.
Oh.
No, The Simpsons are 30. I remember
when that started, and it was the 96 or something, or 97? Simpsons predates that, doesn't it?
Simpsons is the longest running at 30, but they're over 20.
Yeah, they've been going for way longer than you ever thought it would have gone. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Same thing with Family Guy. Family Guy's on a roll, too.
Yeah, and hey, don't forget they wrote a hit Broadway show, too.
I know. They also did a movie, those guys.
Yeah, a couple movies, didn't they?
Yeah, they did do. They did one animation movie, then they did one with them acting.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But who would have thought? Yeah, and Family Guy's another one. What did I just see he's in? Oh, that shitty sci-fi show is coming back.
Yeah.
You know, the Seth MacFarlane like Star Trek-y looking thing?
Kate, you see him and you're like, all right, it's going to be some dirty, funny comedy. It's not. He's trying to be Captain Kirk. He's really a fucking dork.
Yeah, it. I watched it once and it was horrible, and I can't believe it's coming back.
Yeah, it's fucking bad. Oh, my God. He made a joke about that on Family Guy the other day. He was saying something like, I hate that show, whatever the name of that show is, on Fox. And it was Peter, and he says, "I hate that show, blah, blah, blah," on Fox. And they're like, "Why do you hate that show, Dad?" And he goes, "Because it takes away from my time doing my real job here on Family Guy." Oh, man. And think about it. He still does that show. He's still American Dad is still going on TBS.
Oh, it is? Yeah. I didn't know they made new episodes of that.
Yeah, new episodes on TBS. So he does that. He still does Family Guy, and he does that stupid fake Star Trek show.
Oh, that's I thought American Dad just got canceled a while. I didn't realize they moved it.
Yeah, they moved it and they brought over all the reruns. They run reruns and then new episodes on like Mondays or whatever the hell it is.
God, he is loaded now with, that many.
He's the Ryan Seacrest of animation.
Well, I think Matt Groening is the Ryan Seacrest of animation. No,
he's beyond that. He's like that's the Steve Jobs of animation.
I think that there's been more money made from The Simpsons, not just because it's longer, but they had way more marketing, like t-shirts and shit. Family Guy's had a little bit, but not nearly as much as Simpsons.
Oh my God. Remember when Simpsons first started, all of the merchandise that came out with it?
Yes.
God, there was a ton of merch, and they still have merch. In fact, sitting here, I have in my room, in eyesight, I have a Homer Simpson gumball machine sitting on top of my...
I have one, too. I get those from the store. But I also have a Krusty the Clown wine opener sitting right over there.
It's so crazy. Those fucking Homer Simpson gumball machines are super cool.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't remember when we got those.
But... years ago. They're like... I think
they sent them
old.
To us in honor of some season, like season 24 or something.
Yeah, and believe me, the gumball machine had some sort of tie-in to the season or that episode or whatever it was.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, it could have been like 200th episode or something. Or 300th or 400th.
You know which is another one like that? SpongeBob.
Oh, fuck me. I hate that show with a passion.
I know, but I think it's made $2 billion or something like that. It's crazy the amount of – because, you know, they have toys and
– oh, my God.
And everything for SpongeBob.
Do you know what – speaking of back of cartoons, last night, South Park, I've never seen them sell out quite like this as they did last night. Every bit of the entire storyline, too, every character always said, oh, I have to go. And they're like, what do you mean? And they all said, I have to go home to see my gang. And they're like, you're in a gang? And they're like, yeah, we robbed stagecoaches or whatever. And they're like, wait a minute, you play Red Dead Redemption 2? Which is that fucking video game that's coming out.
They did product endorsement or do you think that?
Throughout the entire show. And then ran Red Dead commercials throughout the entire show.
That's crazy that they did that. Yeah, you're right. That seems totally sellout.
They wrote it into every single character, made reference to playing Red Dead Redemption 2, and they had to get home and join their gang and rob a stagecoach or a train or whatever the hell it was. It was like, wow, really?
Yeah, that seems a little cheesy.
Yeah.
They were probably trying to make it into a joke by having everybody do it, but that just seems, you know.
Unless they did it just to do it because they felt like it. And then the sales department got a hold of it and was like, holy fuck, we got to sell a bunch of commercials.
Yeah, but that does make it – then it makes it seem like they had to do it and it seems cheesy, you know?
Yeah, I was very surprised they did that.
Yeah, for that show, I wouldn't expect that.
And remember, they're the ones that don't allow celebrity – they don't have celebrity guests.
Right.
Right? And if I'm not mistaken, they're the one that's never had a – they let George Clooney one time be a dog and he barked. And that was it. And that was like the big joke. They let Clooney come on and bark.
Right.
Oh, man. And then elections were – I'm bummed.
Oh, yeah. That was since the last podcast. That seems like so long ago considering
– yeah. I'm bummed about the gas tax thing. And then what I've heard on Righty Radio, they're going to put it back on again. And their theory – which I think happened, is, okay, so the Democrat governor put that in. And in California, the fucking House and all that shit, all the legislative branches of state government are all Democrat supermajority in all of them. Right. So the governor wrote it. They approved it immediately. They put it in and just fucked everyone. And so this guy goes around, gathers the signatures, gets it going, and it's – they got the signatures as the gas tax repeal.
Right.
They're saying now when it appeared on the ballot, it never said gas tax. It wasn't called the gas tax repeal. It was called highway infrastructure. They wrote it and just like those commercials. The commercials.
Those scare tactics.
Yeah, the scare. Like, the
bridges
fucking
are going to fall down.
The freeways are going to collapse on top of your ass and we have no money to fix them. No, you do. And they also said on that, which was misleading, in the voter guide, which I read, it's a 12 cent a gallon. No. It's a 12 cents this year coming in here this month or so. The 12 cents kicks in. They've already kicked in another fucking 12 or 24 cents or whatever. This is the round two, and there's three rounds of this increase.
Right.
So that was deceptive. And then, you know, and they raised all the fucking fees. And if you did the right thing and drove a fucking electric car.
Yeah, they screwed electric car people, too.
They're another $100 a pop on registration because they don't burn gas. It's like, well, wait a minute. These are the people doing the right thing. You're supposed to reward that, right? Nope.
Yeah, get rewarded for doing the right thing. When we all saved electricity, they were worried, and then so they jacked up all the electrical rates because people weren't using as much electricity.
So now this guy, they're either going to sue – or they're going to – and the one thing this guy did, there was a politician out in San Diego area that they got recalled because he voted for the gas tax. And he was like the deciding vote, and they got his ass recalled. He lost his job. So now they're – I heard him and he said they're either going to start going after and recalling these politicians that are all for this fucking gas tax, or they are going to sue and or get the signatures again and get it on the next ballot and make sure it's worded correctly. And they chalked it up to it's the Democrats don't want that money to go away. So they control everything in this state, and they fudged it so that it would lose. And also it was one of those yes is no and no is yes. They did everything they could do to confuse voters on that one, and people are stupid.
Yeah. So, and they scare tactic it out for a long time. And I heard that that there was very little funds for the to pass it. You know, like they didn't have a big
they had like 10 million. They had like something less than $10 million they had. That was their budget, whereas tens of millions, I think it was like 50 or 60 million were spent against it.
Yeah. No, they were outspent by a shitload, and they were doing scare tactic-y shit on it.
Yeah. And it
was the same thing with the rent control one too.
The rent control and the you're trying to kill me. I need dialysis. Yeah,
dialysis one.
Yeah, those were all anything that's that terrifying to me. There's fucking some snake oil salesman behind that. You know, something's up. Anything that's that scary.
There's money to be lost if that passes, is what I see. You know.
Yeah, and then you look at who's backing them, and it's like medical industry and all these people that want to keep.
No, that's what I told Bing. I go, Bing, like, look at these ads. You can see, like, what'd you vote on that one? And I'd be like, okay, so who paid for that?
Yeah.
And it was like this real estate firm, that real estate. So I'm like, that means that all these big realtors are going to lose money if that passes. That means it's probably good for me.
Yeah, good for me, bad for them. That's why I was on
the dialysis one. I don't have a pony in that race, but I was like, if somebody thought this was important enough to put on the ballot, I'm guessing that they really are screwing dialysis patients, because how did that get on the ballot if they weren't?
Yeah.
And then all the money spent against it, and there was a lot, was from medical companies. And I thought, oh, shit, they don't want to lose out on this money.
Yeah. They're done, you know, bilking insurance companies and people and the state and God knows who or whoever it was. But. Yeah, it was all bullshit, and then I was not happy with those. The rest of the general election, I was fine with. It wasn't landslide-y at all in either direction. And
no, there were no landslides. I don't remember what the other propositions were, though. Like what?
Yeah, those are the only things I cared about. Truthfully, because I'm in California, the only reason I voted was on the gas tax.
I'm trying to think what the other ones were.
Yeah, the rent control. Yeah,
that did pass.
There was a couple measures. They wanted bond measures too. This is gives us a bond for this or this or this. Oh, the other thing on the gas tax one that they don't say, none of that $5.2 billion that they're getting off of the gas tax annually is guaranteed to go to road repairs.
Right. It could go be used other places.
They have a lot of it that is. And a lot of it is guaranteed to road repairs, and I get, hey, we want good roads. We drive around on you, and potholes sucks, and blah, blah, blah. But until they can say every penny of this goes to this, then maybe it's not such a bad deal. But it's a slush fund for them to fucking get in and do shit. That
I feel that way about anytime they want monies for schools. I've voted so many times to give them more money, and then I'm like, wait a minute, though. Teachers are still underpaid. I'm like, I want a guarantee of where this money is going to be used before, because it seems to all go to bullshit and not to where it's needed in the schools. The
fucking politicians are for shit that they want to do. And
yep.
I mean, where do you think all the money's coming from that they're fighting the federal government on immigration and all that? Who's paying for that? I don't want to pay for that. I'm a taxpayer. That's our fucking money that they're using to fight the feds. They should fucking have their own private. There should be people that are against that should give money then start a fund. It shouldn't be coming out of tax dollars. Like, why should we pay for them to break the law? It's fucking crazy what they can do. They can do anything they want. They have a fucking unlimited check fucking book, and those guys are running in Sacramento. They're running out of control. You know what? I was kind of – I looked back, and it made sense to me. I kind of like that fucking Trump lost the House. And he kept the Senate, but he lost the House. And then I looked it up, and I went back through all the other presidents.
Yeah, it's good for history to have.
It's good. Clinton Republicans ran the House and the Senate in both of his, and he got a lot of shit done. But
right. I think it's better to have the checks and balances, and then they compromise more.
Well, they also don't want to go back to their constituents and say, fucking, we didn't get anything done. If you're just trying to fuck that president over, or if you have both, there are the ones that have the presidency, the House and the Senate, And when that happens, then you're like a drunken, you're like California at that point. You just do whatever the fuck you want and you don't give a shit. And that's bad. And I don't care which party it is, that's bad. The last person to have all of those was Bush II. He had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, but it was also right after 9/11. And so, you know what I mean? So they went with that. And then the last Democrat to have all of it was Carter.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and Reagan had Democrat House and Senate half the time. And the other half, he had one Republican and one. And Obama at one point had one of each, one Republican and one.
Okay, right.
So, and then, interesting. So, anyway, I think that in the end, that all is good. And Trump needs checks and balances because even though I agree with some policy he does, he's a fucking idiot.
What happened to that migrant caravan that was coming here to kill us all with the ISIS soldiers?
Oh, they're only in Mexico City.
Yeah, no, I knew they were like, well, they were 900 miles away when he was scare tacticking during the election. But now that the election's over, I haven't heard about him.
Well, I think – I wonder if that'll jump back up. Well, you know what's coming. That fucking Mueller report's coming. He may not be president much longer.
He's been firing people the last few days.
I know. He's such a fucking tool. Oh, my God. He is – I truly believe there's something in that report, and it's not at all – Russian collusion. That's not going to be mentioned.
Pretty much done with the report. He was just holding on to it until after the election.
I will admit I was wrong. I called on the show that he was going to release it right before the election and it was going to be a big political fucking quagmire. I'm impressed they didn't.
And I heard that an announcement a couple weeks before the election that said, hey, we're pretty much done with this, but we're not going to release anything until after the election.
Yeah, which is cool. I'm not.
Yeah, I'd have no idea.
I'm not real high on Pence being president.
No.
Oh, man. But insane. So hopefully good will come of that. Hopefully with a little check and balance going on here, we will get some shit done and nobody will be belligerent with power. Other than Trump. Oh, my God. Someone's taking a shower. I like hear, like, you know, the pipes make noise in your walls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You notice it used to be November was like super cold, and it hasn't got super cold yet.
Tell that to my wife who's blasting the. I walked out of this room. Remember, this room is sealed from heat. I walked out of this room last night and fucking got hit in the face with a blast furnace that fucking almost singed my eyebrows off. Yes. It was like 85.
With these Santa Ana winds and shit, it's been warm. November is usually pretty fucking cold.
Yeah, I remember being cold as a kid, and I have not put on a sweater, a sweatshirt, a long sleeve shirt, nothing. It's been
In fact, this morning, because on Thursdays I drive into work with my sister, so she doesn't leave early like me.
Yeah.
So I have time. So I went for a walk, and I'm walking. You know, I was wearing shorts and a hoodie, and some old man as I get the cruise. How can you dress like that? It's so cold. Like, it's not really that cold, buddy.
Dude, clients say that to me all the time. How are you down here with no jacket on? I'm like, it's fucking not cold. Turn on the air.
It isn't cold yet. I mean, I used to walk to work every morning, and I remember when it would get cold and I had to wear gloves and shit. I mean, honestly, shorts and a hoodie, and I was fine this morning. It was not cold.
Last night I was outside my house. Right now I have on a tank top and gym shorts. And last night I had on the same thing, and I was outside with my dogs, and two people walking their dogs walked by, and they both had on fucking parkas. And I looked at them, like parkas and boots, and like you would think they were walking their dogs in fucking like Nebraska.
Right. Yeah, it has not been parka cold yet. In fact, it hasn't been colder than a hoodie yet. I haven't had to put on a real jacket yet.
Yeah. I haven't worn a jacket in 2 years. I'm not kidding at all. Like, never even put one on. Last winter, I never put a jacket on.
Last winter, I remember it being pretty mellow, too, because I was walking to work back then. I hardly ever had to bundle up.
Yeah, I wore the non-hoodie zipper hooded sweatshirt. I wore that a few times last year. That was as cold as it ever got. And that was more on rainy days than it was on.
And we didn't have that many rainy days last
year. I would wear that in the rain so my shirt didn't get wet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. people are fucking crazy, man.
They are. And I'm trying to think what else has happened. It's been so overwhelming with news today that I can't think of anything that's happened in the last week.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of the news cycle we missed because this is such a localized story. It's a national story, but it's hyper-local, the shooting and right. the fires going on right now.
Right.
Oh, man, like if it'll when it's going to go back to normal.
Yeah, and this is, you know.
I had the talk with my daughter again today once I picked her up at school of – and I test her. You're in a classroom. You're anywhere, and a guy walks in and starts shooting people. What do you do? I was always test her. What do you do? And she always has the wrong answer. And I'm like, no, run. Yeah. Answer number one is run. I go, now look and make sure you're not running to the gun. You got to see where the gunman is and run the other way or out, jump out a window, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, the problem is with classrooms, there's not always more than one way out, yeah. You know?
They all have like two doors, one on each end. But yeah, it's not. But
they're
even
not
if
different
it's
directions usually. Sometimes they go to the same hallway.
Or if you're in a mall or you're at fucking Chipotle, like anywhere. Like I saw last night, one of the kids they're saying is a hero. Busted a window out so a bunch of people could run out.
Yeah, threw a bar stool through the window, basically.
Yeah, which is smart. Oh, man. Yeah, that is all crazy.
And, like, those people at the concert in Vegas, they didn't know which way to run. They couldn't figure out where the gun – because he was up in the tower.
Yeah, that was a fucking sniper. That was a sniper with a machine gun, but it was a fucking sniper.
But I heard so many stories of people on the ground who didn't know – where the shooting was coming from, and they were running, but they, you know, like they didn't know.
You know what? I heard a guy that was in that today. They got him on the news and they were talking to him as a survivor of that. And he was saying that they realize it's a shooting and they can, you know, they hear the rapid gunfire. And then he said he ran and he found a cool place to hide. And he goes, and then as soon as I got there, the gunfire's still going. And then I started thinking, oh shit. I've just put myself in the situation as in the Orlando nightclub shooting where those people were in the bathroom hiding and he went in the bathroom and shot all of them.
Right.
He goes, oh, God, I'm in a bad place. He goes, so then I started looking for another place to run, but I still saw that there were people getting shot and I didn't know where it was coming from. They thought the entire time, this dude, the entire time, it was on the ground. It was a shooter inside the facility. And
I had a friend who was there and she said they were running and somebody behind them was running. He's behind us. He's behind us. So they were running and they like got over this fence. But people around them were running that the guy, you know, like nobody knew. And they were, you know, like he's right behind us. So they thought the shooter was on the ground.
Wow.
Because somebody was yelling it. But because nobody knew what the fuck. Yeah. If you're standing there and the person next to you gets shot in the back of the head, you're going to go, he's right behind us.
Yeah.
You know, like you
don't
know.
Exactly. And you're. 9 out of 10 times you're going to think it's someone with a fucking handgun fucking blasting, right. And they're right there. They're like right behind you, and you're going to run the opposite direction.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the scary thing. But the correct answer is run. Second answer is hide. And then third, if you have to fight is third. And then there's also the right there with fight is pretend to be dead, which is risky.
Right. Right.
But that's last fucking resort shit because you can't get out and you were trapped in there. And people used to do as much as wipe blood from dead people on them.
Yeah. I remember one of those shootings, somebody saying that they pulled a body over them and laid there with the, you know.
Yeah. But fuck it. At that point, that's what you got to deal with. That's worst case scenario.
I mean, it's.
That was our FBI training they brought in to train us, the FBI guy.
Okay.
Yeah. And I always piss them off because they test us on all that stuff at work all the time. And every time they ask me, they go, what do? I say, fight. Every single time, fight. And then I fail that one.
Okay.
But it's run, hide, fight. Oh, man. I'm surprised, though, in a bar full of college dudes, a lot of college dudes there, somebody didn't, you know, I can't bring in a question what anyone would do. I would run for the fucking hills, but... It seems like it bar that crowded, somebody would have fucking grabbed him. Because if I saw a guy with a gun close to me and I knew I couldn't get to the exit before he could shoot me, I would contemplate fighting him.
Yeah, I think he started shooting right at the entrance, and so everybody scattered the opposite direction.
Oh, and then they were cowered down and he was just picking them off.
Yeah, or they were trying to get out the back and whatever. Oh, you know what I mean? Shit. Like it was.
Yeah.
First of all, you're not expecting it at all. Yeah. One kid who was in there, I saw him interviewed, and he goes, out of the corner of my eye, I saw this guy walk in and he raised his arm, but I didn't think anything of it. You know, because you're in a bar. Yeah. And then he goes, then the shooting started, and I looked over and I realized he had a gun. You know, like, it takes you a minute to even figure out. And I heard another kid say, I thought somebody lit off an M80.
See,
you're like, nobody's thinking worst case scenario every time.
I would think, honestly, if I'm in a restaurant or whatever, bar, and somebody walks in shooting, and if I saw a person get shot, I would immediately think, oh, fuck, like, that dude was out to kill that dude. Like, that's what I would think. Or that dude was pissed at that guy. Like, I wouldn't think he's here there to kill everybody for no fucking reason.
Right. I mean, yeah, even if you're able to process what's going on, you're probably not thinking it's somebody just hunting humans.
Yeah,
you think it's
fucking mass shooter.
A fight or something.
Even though at this point, it should be one of the first things that pops into our head. Mass shooter.
Sadly, right?
Yes. That's fucking horrible, but I think that's where we are now. Mass shooter. Man.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yep.
In a country place. So you can't go to schools. You can't go to country music places or concerts, synagogues, and where
movie
else?
Movie theaters?
Yes, movie theaters are no-no, too. Dude, okay, I went to see Halloween with my daughter last week when we went, and mm-hmm. I was sitting there, and we were in the back row of the first section. It was really busy.
Was there like the entrance aisle in between you and the seats below?
Yeah. So there was the seats. No, it was the entrance aisle was behind me. So everybody that walked in,
you were
walked behind
lower
me.
Lower section.
It bothered me the whole fucking time. I don't mind someone sitting behind me in a movie theater, but people just up and walking. Every time someone walked by, I turned around and looked. Every single time I saw movement in the corner of my eye, I turned around and looked because I didn't like people being that close to my back. And walking in and out and stuff. It was it. And that's from the shootings and shit like that.
Yeah,
thinking so, that.
What movie did you see?
When we saw Halloween.
Oh, Halloween.
Michael Myers.
Was that any good?
I liked it a lot. And my daughter liked it. I embarrassed her completely because I laughed the entire time. Every time somebody got killed, I laughed. And I was the only one in that theater that laughed. I laughed hysterically, which is.
I heard that one was pretty good. I know it made a decent amount of money.
Yeah, it was good. Also, there was the very first, like when it started to get scary in the very beginning, a guy that you think is dead grabs this guy, right? And a man screamed like a fucking girl so loud. And I laughed so loud and so hard I could not stop. I couldn't stop laughing. And then my daughter's like, Dad, stop.
Was the theater pretty full?
Yes. That's how we ended up with bad seats. Because I didn't buy in advance. I bought them at the door rather than online and getting good seats. And then I was kind of glad because not that many people were in our area. They were all in the back section.
Right.
Oh, my God. And that dude screamed bloody murder like, ah! It was so great. And it wasn't even the monster guy. It was just a fucking a dead guy that wasn't really dead. God, that was funny. I am going to wrap up the pod here and go to work and find it extremely hard to be motivated to do much of anything tonight.
What sucks is nobody's there, right? You can't even talk to your boss. I mean, you get there and it's night shift. And
then I'm gone and my boss is fucking around. I think I'm going to hang out tomorrow just to let her know things are going to be different.
Yeah.
New stretch is not old stretch at the old compound.
Right.
And that will never be back again because I feel slighted by them.
I don't blame you. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
And then they will probably fire me, but fucking who cares? Then I go to my new job. But see, I don't. The thing is, I got to be careful because I don't want to fuck over the new job. Will just fucking say, fuck you. You're too much.
Right.
You're too risky.
You're too much drama with everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, remember when Rick Dees hired me and then found out I had beef with Ashlock and was like, I can't have you here, and fired me after like 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry, I can't have you. I like you, but you got to go. Yeah. So I can't be that guy.
Which didn't really pay off for Rick because I don't think they run any of his programming on any iHeart station. So.
Yeah. Well, he lost that gig anyways in like another 3 or 4 weeks.
Right.
He was over. He was over long before they took him off the air. And then once they took him off the air, he was.
He was over when he went to that news station and nobody gave a flying fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
What did? What was that? What was that called?
I don't. It was Imus owned it.
Yeah, and it was. It lasted for like 2 years or something. Remember, they like they tried and never.
Yeah, yeah it did
God, not. What did they call that? Energy?
I don't remember, but they put him on mornings and no one gave a flying fuck.
No one cared that he was there, and it was like, Rick, you weren't Kiss. Kiss was you.
Well, and Kiss was whatever, like, remember when boy bands came out, Kiss resurged big time with NSYNC and, you know, all that 98 Degrees and stuff. And before that, they were dying. And then after the boy bands, they hit another lull. And when Seacrest got in, they were in a lull. And then they started playing rap music and saved Seacrest ass. And now that they're playing, they're basically a fucking hip-hop station now.
Yeah, but I also don't think any radio's blown up the world. I think they just do better than you know.
Crazy days. Yeah. All right. Time for us to go.
All right, go to work.
I'm gonna go to work. Go enjoy your day. Hopefully nothing horrible happens between now and the next podcast. Everybody look out for yourselves. So till then, peace out.
Check off.
Goodbye. Yeah,